USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
A fired up President Biden after the U.S. men's soccer team defeated Iran on Tuesday to advance to the knockout stage of the World Cup in Qatar. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. That match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Black Friday shoppers are setting a new record. The National Retail Federation says close to 200 million went shopping from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday, both in store and online. That's up from 179 million last year. SpaceX is set for an early morning launch.
SpaceX is planning a very early morning rocket launch Wednesday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. A Falcon 9 rocket is set to go on Complex 40 and is scheduled to lift off for the moon at 3:39 a.m. Eastern. They're sending a private Japanese moon lander to Luna. And if you live in the area, expect sonic booms. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tuesday, President Joe Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to act quickly and prevent a possible rail workers' strike. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, said the deadline to act is much sooner than December because suppliers may plan around the strike.
Many of the suppliers, if they believe there may well be a shutdown, will then not send their goods.
Consumer confidence in the United States is at a four-month low as inflation soars. A survey from the Conference Board shows Americans are currently less likely to buy big-ticket items, especially as housing costs rise. However, it shows consumers are optimistic about the labor market, which has remained strong despite interest rate hikes. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Over the weekend, at least 10 people died in an apartment fire in northwest China after the country's zero-COVID policies prevented residents from escaping in time. This comes amid anti-government protests over continuous lockdowns. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says these protests seem different than the prior ones.
Local civil protests are not uncommon in China, but these protests appear to have a different character. More widespread, more bold and brave, more fed up.
The 2022 hurricane season is coming to a close.
The Atlantic hurricane season ends Wednesday. There were 3 early storms and then no named storms between July 3rd and August 21st, the first time that's happened since the 1940s. Then things blew up with 7 storms forming in September and November, bringing activity to near normal levels. One of the most powerful hurricanes to strike the U.S. in decades happened in late September when Hurricane Ian hit Florida as a Category 4 storm. It left nearly 150 people dead in Florida and several others in North Carolina and Virginia. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The first trailer is being released for Netflix That 90s Show. The series is a spinoff from the hit sitcom That 70s Show. The series is set to hit Netflix on January 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.